got saved. I'm not saying anybody's lost here today, but if you are, you can be saved. And this is a very special day. There's days that if you want to go by my evidence, if you want to go by my instructions, Bello, I'll be giving his pictures. I forgot what. Get pictures. They carry the most of the cameras. Cameras in Romania, a real expensive camera, lost in a train station in the middle of the night. We had to stand around a, and we had to stand in a circle around a series of traps. I don't know. Seriously, I felt like I should hear the story. It wasn't that far. We had to walk across. So anyway, we stood around our backs and these guys, they all look like they should be in Siberia, you know, in hats on. They're looking at us one day laughing. Got on the train, was really sleepy. But I guess that's your thing. It's gone. So I just Lord, on hello, we get some pictures again. If I could see this little thought I was going to read you here, and I can quote, I think I can quote, here it is right here. Charles Spurgeon, compiled by G. Archer White Wegener. Charles Spurgeon, in 1887, this having a problem with this. Here's what Spurgeon said. Long ago, I ceased to count heads. Truth is usually in the minority in this evil world. Did you get those words? Long ago, I ceased to count heads. Do you know that David got in trouble for counting the army, the army size he had? Would you? Thank God, but I believe I shall believe even. But I don't want to be deceived. Paul said, he said that we should examine ourselves. Not, he didn't mean I examine you, but he said we should examine ourselves to see if we be in the faith, whether we be reprobates or not. Keep a check. Now, you can open your Bibles, if you will, to 2 Corinthians chapter 4. And we'll read from there momentarily. 2 Corinthians chapter number 4. And I'm going to turn there too. And I hope you've got the right Bible with you. If you need a good Bible, let me know. We'll get you one. We'll get you the English Bible and the King James Version of the Bible, 1611, Authorized Version. King James Bible. Psalms 51, verse number 10. I'm going to quote it to you. Create in me a clean heart, O God, and renew a right spirit within me. God can do that. Renew a right spirit within me. Lamentations, it says, turn thou us unto the Lord, O Lord, and we shall be turned. Renew our days as of old, how it used to be. Help us, Father, for a little while, I pray in Jesus' name, you be glorified. Sinners, saints, saints be edified and draw near, and sinners be saved in Jesus' name. Amen. Turn thou us unto thee, O Lord, and we shall be turned. Renew our days as of old, the way it used to be. Is it the way it used to be with you when you first got saved? And it shall be of the days of old. It'll be like it used to be, as it used to be. Psalm 103 verse 5 said, who satisfieth thy mouth, God satisfieth thy mouth with good things, so that thy youth is renewed like the eagles. That's a promise of God. He satisfies your mouth with good things, so that thy strength may be renewed like the eagles. I want to get in on that. I want to be part of that. I want my strength renewed like the eagles. You know, Isaiah 40, verse 1, but they that wait upon the Lord shall do what? Shall renew their strength. In Psalm 104, verse 30, thou renewest the face of the earth. You know that Bill Gates right now is backing up on the climate thing about climate change. He's backing up. He said, oh, that really wasn't, I'm paraphrasing a little bit, that really wasn't no big deal. They sold a world of bill of goods and used a little girl name, I think her name is Gretchen, to promote all of that. And now Bill Gates, one of the greatest promoters, said it's a bunch of junk. You got to be careful. You'll be sold a bill of goods, friend. By the way, before winter's over, this global warming is going to be freezing you to death. Now, where we're looking right now is in 2 Corinthians chapter 4, and we're in verse number 16. For which cause we faint not? For what cause? Now, he's talking about a preacher here. He's talking about people that are in the ministry. In verse 8, we're troubled on every side, yet not distressed. We are perplexed, but not in despair. Persecuted, but not forsaken. Cast down, but not destroyed. Always bearing about in the body, the dying of the Lord Jesus, that the life also of Jesus might be made manifest in our body. For which cause we live, we are always delivered unto death for Jesus' sake. He's talking about preachers right there, ministers of the gospel. And you cannot help but apply that to you, your life too, if you decide you're going to live for God. For we which live are always delivered unto death for Jesus' sake, that the life also of Jesus might be made manifest in our mortal bodies. So then death worketh in us, but life in you. So you got somebody dying so that somebody might be living. And I want you to understand, friends, that's the way it goes. I'm out in the woods, a good bit, cutting firewood, and I see the big tree. It's done got, it's rotting down, it's in bad shape, and it falls down, and we cut it up, firewood, or cut it up before it falls, and then there's a little tree up there going aside. So one is dying, and one starts living, and it's so essential that the preacher dies so people can live. That's what he's saying, and it's so important that you, as a parent, or whatever your position is, that you die to yourself where other people can be one for Jesus Christ. And that's what he's saying there. We having the same spirit of faith, according to written, I believe, and therefore I have spoken. We also believe, and therefore speak. You got to speak what you believe. A lot of people ain't doing that. knowing that he which raised up the Lord Jesus shall raise us up also by Jesus and shall present us with you. For all things are for your sakes, that the abundance of grace might be through the thanksgiving of many rebound to the glory of God. For which cause we faint not. For which cause we faint not. But though our outward man perisheth, yet the inward man is renewed day by day. All through this, you've noticed the word renewed. This word renewed, turn your Bibles to Romans chapter 12. Romans 12, I beseech you, verse 1, therefore by the mercies of God that you present your bodies a living sacrifice, wholly acceptable unto God, which is your reasonable service. So that's just what's expected of it, to present your bodies a living sacrifice. That's just what's expected of it. And be not conformed to this world, but be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind, that you may prove what is that good, acceptable, perfect will of God. And we're dwelling on getting renewed. We're dwelling on the need to be renewed. And we're to do that, like it said in Corinthians, day by day. Renewed day by day. At the end of your day, friends, you realize that you need to be renewed overnight with some good sleep. You need to be. You've got to be able to maintain health and to even maintain life. You've got to get the rest in. You've got to get renewed. Kathy said, I've been, in the afternoon, I've been doing a lot of yawning. And Zach and Kathy both said, I've been getting too much sleep. What? I've been yawning. Well, I get 8 to 10 hours of sleep a night. I do that. You don't believe that, but I do. That's too much sleep. That's exactly what they said. They said, the reason you're yawning, you're getting too much sleep. Why? I don't care. I don't mind yawning in the afternoon. That's okay. I'll take a nap if I want to. Because there's something about when you're laid down there and you get renewed, your brain has a chance to get renewed to start a new day. And you think I'm over exaggerating hours, but no. Some days are different than others. Not 7 days like last night. Not going through. No 10 hours, maybe 8. Y'all look at me like I'm crazy. The renewing of your mind. The renewing. In Ephesians, just go with me. We're right here in the New Testament. Ephesians chapter number 4. Ephesians 4 and verse number 23 and 24. And be renewed in the spirit of your mind. And that you put on the new man, which after God has created in righteousness and true holiness. You know what? If you don't stay renewed in your mind and the spirit, you're going to wind up backslid on God. You're going to wind up. Colossians chapter 3, that's the next book, couple of books over. You got Philippians and Colossians. Colossians chapter 3, and in verse number 10, here's the word of God. Now look, verse 9, lie not one to another. When's the last time you told a lie? That you lie not one to another, seeing that you have put off the old man with his deeds and have put on the new man. On the new man, that's the new part of you, which is renewed in knowledge after the image of him that created him. In the knowledge after the image of him that created him. I know that's not the end of the sentence, but we're stopping there. Which is renewed in the knowledge after the image of him. We're created in the image of God. And my friends, the more we expose ourselves to God, the more we're going to be renewed. The more we expose. Now, there's some words here in Romans chapter 12. I meant to tell you to stay there. In Romans chapter 12 that we've been looking at, we're going to look at them again. The first word is in verse 2, and it says, conform. Be not conformed. There is a negative part. Be not conformed. The actual word conformed, my friend, is to shape in accordance with in speech, style, social norm, and even in a spiritual way, to shape in accordance with external vision. You look at the world, you look out, everybody's, are y'all okay? Is everything okay? Y'all listening? Right. So you're out there in the world, you're looking at the world, and say, that's what I'm shaping myself on based on what I see. A bad, bad decision you make. The brain is a harmony of peace. There's no compromise. I mean, it's black and white. You either out in the world or you're out of here. You can't be in, you know, there's no gray line. There's no gray line. The synonyms, formation, out of this whole experience. First one, and I want you to understand, my friends, for just about every word in there, he's got a illustration by using a Bible verse to describe the meaning of that word. And right here it is, confirmation, the synonym, it means to adapt. Why does people want to adapt to this word? We're citizens of another world. I know we're dual citizens, but friends, you should not feel bound and obligated to adapt to how this world's living. We're talking about holiness, living right, not better than anybody else, but come ye out, be ye separate for the world, and touch not the unclean thing, and I will be a father unto you, and you shall be my children. And if we claim to be God's children, we need to be acting and behaving and living like God's children. Amen? It means to adapt, to agree, to modify, to meet, new conditions, and to be flexible. I'm working on some studies. I had some real good time in Mexico in the times I was alone to just try to get things squared away with God and study. And I'm working on a lot of things on who we are as a church and what we believe. I got a feeling that there are some people in some churches that just, they don't know what they believe. But if God keeps me on the same track, you're going to know what this church believes. And I believe, and I hope and believe every one of you will agree with what we believe as a church. Now, in the Church of England, I'm going to find old Charles Haddon Spurgeon here. Because in the Church of England, through the years, the Church of England came out of the Catholic Church, you know that. And they disowned the Pope. But they're just as bad as Catholicism and the Church of England is. And that's who came over here in our founding days of the original 13 colonies. The Church of England came over and tried to take over those pilgrims that came. And then the government paid for the preachers. And when the government quit paying the preachers of the Church of England later on, they just went back home because they was preaching for money. But those people that came over in the pilgrims, they came over here and hazarded their lives where we could sit here today as an independent Baptist church and have the freedom to preach the word of God that we trace ourselves to them in the beginning of our United States. So anyway, without getting into that English church, the word confirmation there, confirmation, means to conform to the procedure of the established church. Conform. Thank God there was a group of people here in our United States that came over for the freedom of religion, and they gave their lives because they would not conform. They were put in jail. I've done some reading in our church history where they would get the preacher and the sheriff shoved a gun barrel down a preacher's throat and beat him right there in front of everybody because they put him in jail to hang them, to do whatever, banish them from the settlements. That's Roger Williams. He went up into Maine. They banished him, and he kept standing for what he believed in. But I'm getting a little bit away from being renewed, and I may not even get this. This is a long, ongoing message. So, you know, we're never going to exalt this. Now, you got the word confirmation. I think we've covered that. Okay, you got that. But also, it says, be not conformed to this world, but be you transformed by what? The renewing of your mind. A renewing. That you may prove what is that good and acceptable and perfect will of God. Now, it says the word transformed. And you cannot be renewed until you're transformed. This is second word. Second word. You've got to be transformed before you can be renewed. You've got to be. And the idea is renovation. It's the same word. It's the same word, renovation. Have any of y'all ever seen, on television or whatever, in some of the magazines, is that this woman named Magnolia, right? You got her magazine, and she goes, her and her husband go to a house and they redo it. You know what I'm talking about? Stand on the neck. That's her book, kind of, the magazine. I've seen them live in that house. But, and then what really fascinates me at the dentist's office up there, Wilson and Dupuque, they've got a screen on when you're in the waiting room, and they're showing these people renovating these houses. Since the Magnolia thing started, they're coming out of the woodwork. Everybody's wanting to redo a house. And they've got this little gal that looks like the sledgehammer weighs more than she does. She's standing there in her work clothes, gonna knock the wall thing. Y'all see that? If you fall for that, and friends, I got some lake property I need to sell. But I'm making millions of dollars doing that, apparently. That's what me and Kathy didn't start doing. I'll give them a sledgehammer. So you see the idea. Before you can be renewed, right, and I'm getting this a little mixed up. Well, you got to be renovated. Renovated. In Ephesians 4:23, it says, put on and put off. Put off the old man, put on the new. Now, when you renovate something, it means to restore to freshness by cleansing and repairing the home. And we look at it as a home or house. You've got to tear. Everything's got to come in. All that stuff, not so much. We have to defend this debate. Means of communication, and there's a lot. Say that from the ship. But you've got them. That's not your rule. The Bible says you're flourish, Jimmy. Listen. That's what the Bible says. So what's that mean? The Bible says about your emotions. Your emotions to get there, what you've been through. Now, this is what it's like. If you've been, I'm convinced, your thought will send messages. That's what you do. It'll send a message to your mind, the renown of your mind. It didn't say being in your heart, it said being in your mind. We've done right that. In the mind. First of all, you got to be renewed. You know, your mind's got to be clean, isn't it? Y'all know that. Get everything clear. Now, what happens is your heart sin makes you. The Bible says it's the thief, the devil. You like to do the sin. It's your heart that judges you as a trust. Do you understand what I'm saying to you? Do you know that it's been said in secular news, in secular findings, that the mind makes 35, there's 35,000 thoughts that come into your mind every day. I think that's why some people go slap Chris. You cannot trust every one of them thoughts coming to your mind. You know where they come from? Two things. Number one, the devil. What did he say? The shield of faith whereby we may quench the fiery darts of the devil. The devil shoots fiery darts of badness into our minds. The heart picks up on it, says that's a good idea, comes to the brain, and the brain has to make a decision as to put your whole body into action to develop that thought. Does that make any sense to you? So you know what we got to do? We got to be renewed in our mind. There's so much garbage in most people's minds, I don't even know how they operate. There's so much communication, there's so much knowledge. In Daniel, the Bible says that there will be an increase of knowledge in the last days. And I want you to know that Elon Musk said that you're going to forget about a phone in 5 years. You're going to have a little box that knows what you're thinking and will make decisions for you. If you're thinking about a song, start playing. Whatever else comes along. You cannot trust your heart. The heart says, laugh at this. The mind says, is that something worth telling my mouth to start laughing? The heart says, worry about this. The mind. And sometimes it's terrible. I mean, you know how fast these days I talk, those terriers. They tell you, women, brothers, listen, and I'm not getting it down. I'll talk to terriers, Ron and Clifton. And it's cheap. I asked what I heard him say. I talked to Ron, and I heard him say, slow down, Ron! Slow down! You got to turn here. You're over the bottom. I heard them laughing their heads. Ron's already started his first sessions with therapy to try to get him back on earth from the way y'all treated him. How fast, Ryan, how fast. We got some neighbors that their boy was in Desert Storm, I believe it was. He's talking to mom on the phone. He's talking to his mom and said, I'm about to enter a firefight. I got to go home. That guy's an idiot. He's either lying, but he is going into a fire. I mean, he's a blooming idiot. You don't call your mama, tell her you're about to have to start shooting and getting shot at. It was quick communications. There used to be weeks before in World War II that a letter could reach home or a letter could reach there. And now it's just like that. And in our minds, quick messaging from the heart to the mind. The Bible says, bringing into captivity every thought unto the obedience of Christ. Every thought. 35,000? No wonder we're tired at the end of the day. No wonder there's people going slap crazy. I want to get my heart. I want to get my heart and lock it up and mute it. Can't do it. Jesus, the Lord said, it's desperate. Who can? Let not your heart be troubled. your heart gets trembling, get a control in your mind. And the heart will say, the mind will say, I can't take this. And the mind, the body will say, oh, I'm hurt. I know what I'm talking about, friends. I'm living what I'm preaching. And the day that I'm not living and believing what I'm preaching is the day I need to sit down and shut up. I know, by the way you look at me, you understand what I'm saying in this message. We've got to have renovation of the mind. He didn't say renovate the heart. Because the heart, we're not going to, until we're changed and glorified, we're going to have to put up with a wicked heart. When you get saved, your heart don't get saved. It don't. If it does, why does it want you to do bad? Why? But it does, don't it? Can anybody say, amen, I know what you're talking about? I mean, really. Really, stay with me. I need a little help on this. I'm right in the middle of this. This message has been sitting in the burners for about 3 months, and I'm finally getting to some of it. And I'm not going to rush. I'm not going to do that. A fresh start over. You got everything. I know a man that bought a tractor trailer and put it out beside his house. For his wife, store stuff in it. I know another man, it's a my dear friend that died a few months ago. My neighbor, he built a garage, a 3-car garage, and a little office building in it. Next thing I know, it's full. He built another building out there. He said, I gotta build this building for my wife to put some stuff. And I'm thinking, brother, I just wouldn't build another building. I saw stuff in that 3-car garage and it don't have doors on it and the weather's coming in on it. It's out now. I don't know what I've done with it. I got another man. Y'all remember Joyce Hicks? Nobody will never forget her. Joyce Hicks was a bagpacking mama. And her brother lived down there beside me. The Parkers, our land joined. Thurman Parker, he's dead now. You know what he told me? He said, my sister and my wife are driving me crazy. My garage, my building, my everything's packed in. You know, another man that lived in this community told me when she dies, and she was about to die, she was on her deathbed, and he said, when she dies, this stuff's out of here. About 6 months later, he died before he could get it cleaned out. What a way to go. See, so much stuff gets in our mind, friends. How we don't you wish you could forget about some things? Don't you wish things didn't have to pile up on you? One of the greatest Christian ladies that I know is Betty Franklin. She used to sit right back there. She prayed for me. She still prays for me every day. Miss Sanders does too, and I know y'all do too. I ain't no way in the world I could be up here preaching if there weren't people praying for me. Betty Sanders says, if we're talking about things filled it up, she said, I just keep pushing. Pulling it out. Right, just keep pushing it back. You can't let it pile up. You've got to get your mind renovated, cleaned out, down to the foundation. Gut it and start all over again and be renewed in your mind. There's just so much. I may want to say one more thing. I think I got the point across. I said this last Sunday, but can I have 5 more minutes? Please. Cut me. I don't care. Kathy might not like it. That woman, I trust her more with money than I do. That's the truth. I don't buy nothing. I mean, do I buy anything, Kathy? I just buy something to eat, right? Why is it when your wife's gone, you got leftovers in the refrigerator. And then you got pinto beans and ham and cream potatoes and cornbread in the microwave, and you want to make you some, and you get you a bunch of pinto beans, you get you two or three scoops of pinto beans, and you get some potatoes there. I microwave the ham by itself. That's the best way to do it. I get it really sometimes crunchy. But anyway, so you get them pinto beans. You gotta, can you remember, we're not to be conformed, but we are to be transformed by the renewal of our mind, and there has to be renovation before they can be renewed. I mean, you just can't start. Look here. You want to paint the wall? Let's just do this house. You need the wall. Right, chick? When y'all, let me tell you what you did. You couldn't suppose you got there and somebody wanted to move out of the house and they had to go there one time to the other. He said, hey, you'll move that stuff. No, you didn't. Me and you went to a job and they had to start at the house. He said, before we can do anything, y'all don't be good in this job. We're not going to tell the truth over all that. You remember that? That's the problem, Steve. Fix all of this. Now, what you got to do, you got to have your senses exercised. Now, I'd like you to turn your Bibles to Hebrews chapter 5. We're going to shut her down here pretty quick. And everybody said, amen! Shut her down, preacher! Hebrews chapter 5. I want you to listen to this very, very carefully. Hebrews 5, verse 11, of whom we have many things to say, hard to be uttered, seeing that you're dull of hearing. Boy, that's, I hope that's not a plan right here. For when for the time you ought to be teachers, you have need that one teach you again, which be the first principles of oracles of God. And you know what he's saying? You got to get down to the basics. You should have already been a teacher and an example to everybody. And he said, I can't help you no further until you get back to the basics. Get all that other junk out of the way. And are become such as have white need of milk, not a strong meat. Now, Abigail Wayne Cecil, she didn't like it. Do you know any baby that says, that's okay, Mom? If they're done talking to you, they need to wean. I know one boy had come to his mom and said, oh, nurse, Mama. Time. That boy should have been weaned a long time. If I was a mom, I'd cut him off about after 3 weeks. Time for you to eat some meat, boy. Not. You have need of milk and not strong. Don't you like strong meat? Sylvia and Brian lost a whole lot of weight, and all they're doing is eating meat. They are, I don't know if that's good. Well, I told y'all that last week, and it's Bible that we eat bread. 40 years in the wilderness, they survived on bread and water. Jesus said, I'm the bread of life. I told that Chevello, he's not eating meat. He needs to eat our bread. He needs to eat bread. For everyone that uses milk is unskillful in the word of righteousness, for he is his baby. Now that means what he's saying is you people have been, he's talking to these Hebrew Hebrew Christians. He said, you've had plenty of time to grow up. You've had plenty of time to grow up, but you're still a baby. You're still nursing. But strong meat belongs. To discern for good and evil. When I saw that, I'm thinking, everybody should know what's right and wrong. Everybody should know what's right and wrong. It says if their senses are not exercised, that they won't be able to discern right and wrong. That's why you see some people out there that are still on the bottles that don't know. Touch that pot. When they get 10 years old, they know better than not to touch it, but they're still wanting to get themselves in danger. That's so important that you get beyond working off the foundation. Get back to the foundation. Start get winged and get on the meat of the word. Get on the deep things of God. He'll join with you. He'll help you get there. Now, the senses, you see that? Their senses exercise. Now, let me just tell you this. I'm gonna finish this part. Bear with me, please. Diacrisis means judicial estimation. And what that means is it's like a court of law in your body. That you've reached an age, you've reached a point in your life to know what's right and wrong, and nobody's ever going to do that until they get a renewed mind. They're going to stay so confused about everything, they'll even get home from when the preacher's preached, and they'll say, well, I just disagree with that. You know, I'll help you if you want me to. If you disagree with something I'm preaching, we'll get down and talk about it, and I'll try to develop the thought, because sometimes I don't have time to get it all developed. But I'm going to tell you what, you'll get to the point where you become critical, you become backslid, you're not going to be able to make diacrisis examination in your mind to say, I don't know if that's right or wrong. There it is. It means to separate thoroughly good from evil, to discern. Now, give me a moment. We're just about done. You know, dianoia. Noia is a word for our mouth. And dianoia means to have an operation in the mind. In Ephesians 2:3, look at it later, but it has to do with a mental change of thoughts. A mental changing of your thoughts. And the only way that you're going to be able to do it, get rid of the chip out of your mind and get renovated. You got to renovate before you can be renewed. I think I've covered that pretty close. Now, you know what they used to do? And I'm not trying to be vulgar talking here. This word sense is exercised. You develop the definition and the history of those words. It's the organ of perception. It's how you view things. Well, I know what the preacher says, but that ain't my view. You know what? That don't matter. You're in trouble when you start that. If that preacher preaches straight, and you say, well, that's what he believes. No. Hey, the organ of perception and judgment. It means to apprehend the thought. And as another word, as senses exercise, here's the word. Jack was telling me he wants me to get him the this word exercised. You know what they used to do? In a physical way, you know what they would do? And I'm not trying to be vulgar. They practiced naked. They practiced. They exercised their mind naked. Now, you know what that means? Well, your mind's got to be naked. You say, I just don't know that could ever happen to me. It can. It's happened to me more than once. Oh, what? No. Nancy Cullen. Window. Thank you, Sai. That's good.
I may not be there now, may not be exactly what I again, might not be over there again, but you know, being a little more. So where I don't believe in always precious place. A precious place to be. If you need to be there, God will help you get there. Now, sort of funny, but it's Psalm 131. You want to get this verse right here. Here's a good one. Do I exercise myself in great matters or in things too high for me? Have you ever heard anybody talking about something they don't even know what they're talking about? Like some big thing, you know, some important thing. A lot of people just want to be important, want to think people, other people think they know everything. They just start talking about something and they don't know what in the world. Too high. Let's keep on the left. Verse 2. Here's the verse. Surely I have behaved, widened myself as a child that is weaned his mother. My soul is even as a weaned child. There's people somewhere listening today that they should be weaned. They need to go on. They need to get their mind, get back in the mind of God. Listen to him. That's all. Sorry to go so long. We're going to have an invitation. I haven't got a piano player out here. We'll have one in a minute. But just before we go, Father, Lord, help. I thank you for the people's patience. I don't want to try their patience, but I pray that the message has been received and will be applied. Lord, we'll just renovate that we might be renewed. We'll never be guilty of conforming to this world. Help us, Lord, cleanse our minds, empty us, and may we be totally given to you. Lord, if anybody needs help today, whatever, what do they need to pray? The altar's open. This is an altar call. And I pray if anybody's unsaved, you'll save their souls today in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. You come on if you need to pray for whatever reason. Just come on right now.